a world where podcasts roam the land, battles will ensue, and we are writhing for our wings of glory. One man, actually no, three men, one podcast, writhing for wings.
What the
Join
fuck?
Us.
Like, really?
Ganon.
This is how this fucking shit starts? What the hell?
Oh god, I love it.
Man, I was feeling this episode. I was all pumped up. And you just have to go and do that.
You don't like that?
One podcast shall reign victorious. Writhing for wings. Coming soon.
We're not a movie.
We've kind of already had episodes.
Writhing for Wings, episode 7. Coming now.
Wait, we're on 7?
We're coming.
We're on 7.
We're coming.
That's what she said.
Penis.
Or he said.
Dylan, that was the joke.
Penis.
God, we're so good at this podcast thing, aren't we, guys?
Hey, you don't have to be organized all the time. It's fun to venture off path. Get lost. Go crazy.
So yeah, here we are, guys. Writhing for Wings, episode 7. I am the Link. Connor is Ganon, and Clown is Clown.
Dylan is Clown, but
boom.
Okay.
What?
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 You're on crack, boy.
In a world with fully destructible environments, Gorilla Red Faction. No, wait, Red Faction Gorilla.
In a world with fully destructible environments, the world. Real life. Shit. All right.
21
Tony.
Maps, 12 game types, 6 backpacks.
Oh, God. I forgot about that. Holy shit.
Oh, wait, 12 backpacks.
10 mochilas.
10 mochilas.
Wait, ¿qué?
God. Dylan's so lost. I'm sorry, Dylan.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
What was this, back when the trailer came out or something, that you just made that joke?
21 mapas.
No, wait, no. Yeah, 21 mapas.
Diez
what movie?
Diez is 10. 10 backpacks.
What movie is this?
10 backpacks. Wait, what?
Wait, what?
What are you... Like, what is this from? What did you make fun of?
Do you remember Red Faction Gorilla?
Oh, yeah.
In the intro, in like the trailer they had, it says like 21 maps, 10 backpacks, 6 game types, or something like that. And for some reason that became a joke, and I don't know why. I just repeat it. And then we say, 10 mochilas. What?
10 mochilas. Wait, ¿qué?
Wait, ¿qué? 10 backpacks. Wait, what? I don't know. It's a dumb joke. Welcome to the pizza party. Let's just do inside jokes this entire episode. It'll be awesome.
We'll call it the inside episode. Join us.
So Dylan.
Yeah. So Connor.
How are you?
I'm good. Guess. Just dealing with school, paperwork, filing,
podcast
stuff. Yeah.
No.
Apparently Tony's having side conversations.
It's like me. Well, it's like last episode.
Yeah.
Last episode, all it was side conversations.
Yeah.
But
I loved it. It was so good.
There's nobody here today but me.
I don't have that song.
Me and Sawyer, we're the only ones here.
Did you need to put something on there? Or?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I have a text message I should probably answer.
Diez mochilas.
Mochilas, Connor. There's an L in there.
It's... double L.
What?
Let me look.
There's one L in there in mochilas.
Shut up. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not used to single L's in Spanish. It doesn't happen.
I'm looking it up right now.
No.
Mochilas.
I'm looking it up first.
Mochila.
Mochila. I feel like we're on this joke for a very long time.
Yeah, we are. We're
onto something.
I don't remember how we even start out podcasts besides random gibberish.
All right. You want to move on to our first segment then?
I don't know what our first segment is.
It's a segment.
First segment.
That I'm doing by myself because I said so, because I want to. A punny joke of the week.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Hey, guys.
I forgot about that, too.
What do sharks say when something radical happens?
Shuffle and normal play.
I don't know.
I don't think that's a good answer, Tony. What do sharks say when something radical happens?
Radical, dude?
Jawsome!
Wow.
It was glorious and you know it. You liked every second of it.
The day I meet a talking shark, I don't know, I'll do something awesome. You guys pick the awesome top thing and I'll do it.
No, I wanted other music on there because my
dad, they have to go to
the gym.
Okay, I don't know if you'll be able to actually put him on there or not without erasing the stuff.
Connor.
Fuck, damn it.
Fuck, Connor.
Because it can only sync with one library at the same time. I don't know.
One migraine.
I still have mine.
Exactly. I don't know. Try putting something on there.
I might have a migraine after this show.
I already have a headache. I'm still waiting for my chicken to be done.
You got your fucking shit?
In a world with chicken.
Tony, are you done having side conversations, or is this going to continue the entire episode again?
I don't know if it'll continue the entire episode again, but no.
Wait, so you're... Wait, what?
Connor, you picked
a really good
time. I'm
helping my mom with something.
You picked a really good time to start this.
Fuck.
Is this cause for a redo?
No, this is not cause for a redo.
So I guess, is there any more punny jokes of the week?
No, I just had that one.
With no rewind.
Yeah, we're a raw show. We don't do fucking rewinds. Fuck that shit. We had too much Diez Mochias talk.
Mochias.
Shut the fuck up.
Tony, can you talk in your normal voice?
In a world with no normal voices.
God damn it. My parents are gone, so I just get to swear all the fuck I want. Shit, fuck.
Oh, God. And
in a world with headsets.
I don't have a headset. I have earplugs and...
I do.
I'm not awesome like you. I have my laptop's microphone and I have these headphones I wear. So if you want to talk about something, I could talk about the fact I saw Transformers 3 last night.
How was that?
It was amazing.
It was actually good. I heard it was bad.
I liked it.
In a world where I have
puns. Tony!
Connor, I have a pun.
I'm going to kick you off the fucking show.
I have a pun.
God damn it.
I guess we're going back to the puns before we...
In a world where you can't kick me off, bitch, I'm one of the original hosts.
Yeah, I can. I'll replace you with Tony. Nobody will know. Or wait, Joey. Shit.
All right. You guys... Commence your talking. I'm gonna go grab my chicken.
There was a man who entered a local paper's pun contest. He sent in 10 different puns, hoping that at least one of the puns would win. Unfortunately, no pun intended.
I'll replace Tony with Tony. I'll do it. It'll be like dividing by zero.
I'll
shit's gonna blow
you with
up.
Tony and no one will notice.
God, how did I pull that off? That's not even what I meant to say.
Of course it wasn't.
Well, I might have pulled that. I might have said it on purpose to pull off the joke.
But did you?
No. God, that was
that
funny.
That state is invalid.
So. I guess we're waiting for fucktard to get
back. Ah, what is that noise? It's loud.
What?
It's high pitched. Ringing.
I don't hear it.
Dang.
I heard it before when Justin was on, but now I don't hear it.
In a world with noises.
I think that's the world.
In a world with worlds.
What is that noise?
In a world.
I'm surprised we don't have, like,
camp show hosts.
I'm surprised we have 18 people that like our page. Like, honestly.
It's because of me and my voice.
I'm just kidding. It's not.
How come we don't have more likes?
I don't know. That would be glorious if we did.
I want to get 25, because then we can get rid of all those numbers on the end of our fan page thing. And indeed. We can just make it say Riding for Wings. Which would be kind of nice. Like, seriously. Other than that.
Hold on.
Anybody listening, go tell everybody you know to like our Facebook page. And if you haven't liked our Facebook page already, please search for us and like the page. Also, email us at writingforwings@gmail.com. It's worth it.
It is, because we will read your email on the show.
Of course we will, nigger.
I'm back.
Thank you.
In a world with backs.
Has he been doing this the entire time?
Yeah, he has been.
God. Did he even do his pun?
Yeah.
Alright, so I suppose I should continue with my Transformer topic.
Yeah, your Transformers review.
Since Tony kind of cut me off.
Do-do-do-do-do-do! Dylan's movie reviews.
Well, you have intro music now. Cool. Well, I thought the movie was great. I don't really go around reading reviews before I go see a movie. I just kind of go and judge if I like it or not. But me, I like almost any movie that doesn't involve romance and being retarded.
Dylan has no emotions.
I have no emotions. I'm emotionless.
Fuck romance.
I thought it was good. And they showed Milwaukee. I swear the entire movie theater was about to clap. As soon as they showed Milwaukee.
What about it?
It was in the movie.
I see.
In a world with Milwaukee. Did you not know that?
I didn't know that.
You did know that?
I did not.
You really did not know they filmed in Milwaukee?
No.
You're an idiot.
Wait, what movie is this again?
Transformers 3.
Oh, in a movie.
Transformers more than meets the eye.
I know.
Robots in disguise.
Transformers. All I gotta say, electricity.
All I gotta say, in my opinion, the girl who replaced Megan Fox is 100 times better.
That's probably true because Megan Fox is pretty not very attractive.
In my opinion. I found her very attractive, and she did really good in the movie.
That means Dylan was masturbating in the seat.
No.
In a hand. Because
then I'll get arrested.
In a hand.
Because then I'll end up like Pee Wee Herman and just getting arrested for public masturbation.
This is true.
And I don't want to be like Pee Wee Herman.
How could you not want to be like Pee Wee Herman besides that? Exactly.
Because he's retarded.
Tony's just going to be Pee Wee Herman from now on.
Oh, it's kind of better than the voice he was doing.
Tony's new nickname is Pee Wee.
He's got a new nickname every video.
Or it could be Herman. Herman might be cool.
And I've already got a secret word.
Maybe, no, you should be Herpman.
Herman Ree?
No, Herpman.
Herman Ree? Herman Ree?
Enrique Iglesias.
And I've already got a secret word!
Oh, God. Alright, I don't like that much. It's kind of creepy. Should we move on to news stories? Because
is, kids?
Yeah.
Get away from this.
Move on to something that makes sense.
I want to save my news story for last.
Okay.
So one of you two should go.
I'll go first.
Fingers on my nose. Oh, okay.
I already said I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
Dylan, Mr. Eat Pants.
Let me finish chewing my fry. Okay. So, man gets his hand stuck in a gas tank while trying to get out a candy bar.
All right. Explain to me exactly how this happens.
Well, All it says was, this happened in Fond du Lac.
Oh, God.
A Fond du Lac man got his hand stuck in a car's gas tank after he reached into, I think they forgot a word in this news story because it just goes, reached into, tried to. Okay, anyways, he reached into his gas tank to try to retrieve a Snickers candy bar he saw inside. Okay, just stopping right here. My question is, why are you looking inside your gas tank for candy? Or why are you even looking inside your gas tank at all?
Why is there a candy bar in the gas tank?
That was my second question. Why is there a candy bar in the gas tank?
In a gas tank.
Oh, God damn it!
With candy.
I like Pee Wee Herman better.
Anyways, continuing on with the story. The Fond du Lac reporter says firefighters freed a 20-year-old. His name is Ear Stokes.
Ear Stokes? Like,
his name is seriously E-A-R-R.
Ear.
Ear Stokes.
That is an odd name.
His ear is so totally stoked!
And this happened on this happened Tuesday.
God damn it, Tony.
Yeah.
That was a mixture of movie voice and Pee Wee!
I guess firefighters cut the filler pipe, then seized the back side of the gas tank, opening to release Stokes' fingers. Once he was free, emergency personnel helped take the pipe off his hand. Officials stood by with the hose during this cutting in case there were sparks, because sparks and gasoline are always a good combination, you know?
Yeah.
Stokes' cousin, Tyrone Williams.
Shit, Tyrone!
Says Stokes happened to look into the gas tank and saw a candy bar.
I don't understand why you would. Why would you eat a gas candy bar that was in a gas tank? Why? I don't understand how this happens.
Yeah, well, the article goes on. It says, he says someone removed it from the wrapper and jammed it into his gas tank.
Why?
What are you doing now?
Who would do that?
No,
why would you look into your gas? Cool. I mean, unless it was just like hanging out of your gas tank and you just saw it or something.
Well, yeah, but if he got his hand stuck, it wasn't just hanging out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand.
And my dad's home now, so there might be a brief moment where I don't say anything.
That is okay, because Tony's okay. Already pulled that off.
Okay. Wait, what did I pull off?
Side conversations. Except for I'll mute my mic so it's not involved into this whole thing.
Yeah, Tony.
In a side.
God.
I don't know. I just saw the headline for this article and I just started laughing.
I think Tony's just trying to troll me. Piss me off.
This is the first article I've done where nobody died. Nobody died in this one. Some guy just got his hand stuck in the gas tank.
Almost died.
He could have died.
Not really.
Yeah.
Tony had a match.
Tony, it's your turn.
Yeah, go, Tony, go.
Okay. Microsoft floats quote unquote site ready IE 10 preview, Internet Explorer 10. Microsoft has released another preview version of Internet Explorer 10, and it has used the occasion to once again explain how it loves the enterprise more than Firefox.
What?
On Wednesday, the company released the second platform preview of Internet Explorer 10, featuring what is called the HTML5 engine, behind recent demos of the browser on Windows 8. According to Microsoft's corporate vice president in charge of Internet Explorer, Dean Hachamatovich...
That's a great name.
Said the IE10 platform preview means that developers can start working with several site-ready HTML5 technologies. Like so many others, Microsoft uses HTML5 as an umbrella term that applies not only to the still gestating HTML5 standard, but also other standards such as JavaScript and CSS. Really, the main reason... Well, two main reasons I wanted to check this one out. There's still, like, half the article left. More than half left, really. But, I just read the first paragraph and I kind of laughed because of how it's blatantly saying Microsoft favors IE10 over Firefox. I mean, I guess it's expected, but it's just funny how they can support something so inferior, really. I mean, I don't like I don't really like to use Firefox anymore because of how much of a memory hog it is, but it's obvious that it's so much better than Internet Explorer.
That's because everything's better than Internet Explorer.
I'm not sure why they're
not. What it was the one browser that's not better?
Opera.
I've never used Opera, so I wouldn't know.
Netscape.
That's it, Netscape.
God. Okay, so Internet Explorer is better than like the minor league browsers. Okay, that's an accomplishment.
Oh, pardon me.
So I guess they are in still the bottom. What is in my pocket?
Pretty much. I remember my old days where I would
be right back.
Use Internet Explorer.
Fuck, I hate Internet Explorer.
I used it and I didn't realize there was anything better than that, but now I do.
You actually talked in a normal voice for a while until then.
I did.
I'm waiting until Dylan gets back to do my news story because it's really good.
In a world with good news stories, oh wait, that doesn't exist.
It does. You just gotta look for a while.
In a worm.
There's like five hearts or something.
In other news, I'm now following a blog on Tumblr called Kitchen Counters You Could Fuck On.
What?
Yeah. Because I guess that's a thing.
Is it just a bunch of kitchen counters?
Yeah.
That's glorious. Send me the link.
The link?
The link.
The link.
The link.
The link.
Don't understand.
There's the link.
Kitchen counters you could fuck on. Not talking about no love making.
Oh, that is glorious.
And it's just like a bunch of kitchen counters?
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Legal. What?
Tony started following a Tumblr blog.
Kitchen counters you... Wow. It's glorious.
It's just a bunch of... exact same thing. It's just a bunch of kitchen counters.
Thank you. Good fuck on.
This is amazing.
Yeah, kitchen counters.
Oh, there's an entire blog dedicated to this.
Yeah, that made me laugh.
I'm following them.
I'm following them too.
This is glorious.
Alright.
Oh.
So I waited so for you to get back so I could do my news story.
Okay.
So my news story is about an inventor. But I decided that it was kind of boring the way it was worded, so I'm taking one word and I'm gonna read like the first part of it. I'm replacing that one word with something else.
Okay.
Because they use the same word at least 20 times. Except not really 20, but yeah. Alright. So the title is, After 80 Rejections, Inventor, 84, comes up with a winner. Some people golf. Some people collect stamps. George Weiss fucks. For the past 50 years, Weiss, 84, has spent much of his free time dreaming up new inventions and building them. I was a wallpaper hanger until I retired 9 years ago, but my hobby was fucking in the basement, he says. And one fuck leads to another fuck, you know? Half a century of fucking has produced more than 80 inventions which are piled up in the basement of the Brooklyn, New York home in which Weiss has lived for the past 45 years. Let's see. Skip a little bit farther. Oh. But all that changed when a small company named Ideas Never Implemented agreed to invest in a word game Weiss came up with. Fittingly, its name is a synonym for fuck. Dabble. God damn it. I had to. Like, I thought of it, and that had to happen.
That's something I would do. That's something I did do with my Metallica Code of Conduct handbook.
All right. The word is,
invent?
Tinker.
Oh.
It was already ridiculous enough when it's saying, I was a wallpaper hanger until I retired 9 years ago, but my hobby was tinkering in the basement, he says. And one tinker leads to another tinker, you know? And I was like, I'm going to replace that because it sounds funnier. But yeah, this dude has been inventing stuff for years, and he finally invented something that looks like Scrabble version 2.
Or something. What does Scrabble version 2 look like?
It looks like me.
It's called Dabble. I don't really have a picture of it. I don't know. But it's being sold nationwide, and it's a very feel-good story about nothing important. But yeah, I had to.
Nice. Nice.
In a world that feels good.
So, let's move on to the excellent and the abhorrent.
All right. Who's going first this time?
I don't know. Neither of mine are very good, so I could go first.
Yeah, neither of mine are very good either, so.
Neither of mine are very bad.
All right, so Tony goes last. my excellent for this week was something I sort of just thought of right before this episode. Robin Williams. He's the genie. He complains about golf. He has a very comical skit about Viagra, where he like sprays the audience with a water bottle.
Robin Williams is awesome.
He's quite comical, and I just sort of picked him because I could.
10,000 years
and give you such a crick in the neck.
Bingus.
Hang on a second. That movie, so good. I love that movie. It's my favorite movie ever. Fuck.
Aladdin. Things are unraveling fast now, boy.
Don't toy with me. Get the point? Things we are heating up.
We should have Jafar as a special guest for our punny joke of the week segment.
Oh my fuck, yes. Can we please go get the guy who voiced Jafar and have him just do those five puns and then leave? But yeah, Robin Williams. He's the man.
He's your excellent.
He's my excellent.
I feel like your excellent always relates to like a person or like an actual thing. Mine just relates to something that happened to me.
Or just a day or time in general.
All right, my abhorrent for this week. It's more of an idea than a person, so I guess that helps. Hunger. God damn it. Get me food. I'm hungry. I also picked this right before the episode. It's all good.
Don't worry. All right.
Whoever's next, go.
Sure, I'll go. Well, I guess my excellent for this week was the trip I took with some friends up to the Dells. Which, for everybody out there who doesn't know what the Dells are, it's just some town with amusement parks and water parks. It's very touristy. That was awesome. Drove go-karts and bashed people. Hung out with rednecks. Oh, it was a great
rednecks
time.
Rednecks are fun.
Although, there was this one guy. It was this big black guy with his kid and the go-karts. And I don't know if he was having trouble stopping or what. But he ended up plying right through the ending. You're supposed to stop at this cone that they put out. You're not supposed to go past it again. Because otherwise you're back on the track and you're just going around again. Excuse me.
World with coney barriers.
But yeah, him and his kid, they ended up plowing right through the cone. And they just went around again. It was hilarious.
Fuck barriers.
Exactly. And the people who were running it just pretty much fell over laughing.
Fuck cones.
Oh, that was great.
That's kind of awesome. I want to do that someday.
There was one strange thing about that day, though. There was a lot of Asian people. Not that I hate Asian people or nothing. It just seemed like I don't know where they all came from.
In like, Wisconsin. I don't think there's a lot of them here.
It was just like, is it like national, like Asian Day? And one thing I don't understand, if maybe one of you could explain to me, why do they walk around with an umbrella when it's like 90 degrees outside and not raining.
In that case, it's called a parasol, and it shields you from the heat.
I just feel like it would make me hotter and be an annoying nuisance.
Yeah, same here, actually.
Fuck parasols.
I don't know. I was just curious, because they're...
I'll make my abhorrent parasols. Fuck them.
Yeah.
But Princess Peach uses one.
Fuck her.
So
okay. She never puts out for Mario, and Mario jumps over shit and lava.
Mario...
he deserves something.
Mario did a lot for her, and she does nothing for him.
Well, she kissed him on the cheek in the beginning of Bowser's Inside Story.
Oh, she got a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, it actually looked like it was more on the mustache.
He should be sucking his penis for the rest of her life.
Mario is sitting...
Mario has been jumping over lava and crazy turtles and like Goombas and shit for like the past 20 years. And all she ever has to say is, oh, thank you. And then she walks away and gets captured again. Like, really? How the fuck does that happen?
Maybe she should just go with Mario the next time. Just go with Mario. Don't walk away from Mario. Because every time she does that, she disappears and he's got to save her again.
It's fucking stupid is what it is. God damn it.
But anyway.
Maybe I should make my abhorrent Princess Peach for being a little bitch.
Anyways, so yeah, that was my excellent go-karts. They're awesome.
How the fuck did we get from go-karts to Mario? Just Mario do your Kart. Abhorrent.
My abhorrent, it happened today, like, right before we did the show. I was playing Tony Hawk American Wasteland, and I accidentally saved over my old save game, which I completed the entire game. I was angry.
Oh, that sucks. Angry. I hate doing things like that.
I don't know. I could save my game, and it was like, give me all these like pop-ups saying yes or no. It's like, I don't want to read this. So I just started clicking in. It's like, damn it. I just saved over my game. I cried a little inside.
That is so unfortunate.
I mean, I'll probably never end up playing that game again, but it made me sad. So yeah, that's my abhorrent.
That always sucks, doing shit like that. All right, Tony. Excellent and abhorrent. Go.
Okay.
What the heck is this?
You cannot be. What the fuck? Touch my gun! We must stop! Who sent all these babies to fight?
Oh, it is sad day! Do I smell soiled diaper? The entire team is baby, baby, baby! Oh, he's baby, baby, baby! Oh, he's baby, baby, baby! Oh, he got somebody fuck the baby, sir!
I think it's something from Team Fortress 2. I think it's the heavy from Team Fortress 2.
What shit man sent babies to fight? Oh god. Baby, that was a great laugh. I feel like you have to cut out a lot of this.
Hey, get on the cap, guys. Yeah, that's Stout. Way, guys.
How's the weather over there, dumbass?
What?
Freaking boy.
That's the scout from Team Fortress 2.
What is your major malfunction? Diagnosis? You suck. I cannot believe this. Play ball. Major league. Whoa. I dare you. Rage quit. Come on, make us both happy. Wicked. This is real freaking embarrassing. Freaking unbelievable. What the hell is your guy's problem? What the hell was that crap? Boom. You just got freaking dominated, knucklehead. All right, let's do this.
Baby, baby, baby. That's still going.
Baby, baby, baby. I never said he was going to disappear.
No, I think he's just letting us listen to it.
This is his excellence, maybe? Baby, baby, baby.
Baby, baby, baby. It's got a nice ring to it.
I like.
Sounds a lot like a different song. He lose, but they do not win.
Okay, so,
that was great.
Oh, god damn, that was funny. How the scout is the rapper.
Yeah, I actually, I found that on Tumblr, and, at the bottom where it says featuring Ludacris, they changed it to, featuring Scouticris.
I just want to know, are all those quotes actually in that game?
Yep.
Because I never heard any of those.
A lot of them are only in the PC version.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's free, so once I get my PC, I'll be able to play that.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. That's funny.
That is. I love that. Actually, my excellent up until the moment I found that song was going to be Elfin Lied. And I'm...
No.
Should I still...
No.
No.
That excellent was too good.
It was.
It's overshadowing anything else you could have just said.
Pretty much. Yeah, it was.
So that was obviously a remake of Baby with Team Fortress 2.
Yep.
So what's your abhorrent?
My abhorrent would have to be the way that teenagers in general are these days, really. Like... And now I have the song Teenagers by MCR stuck in my head. God damn it.
I love that song.
Teenagers scare the living shit out of me. The thing is, I can't... You know what? I'm not going to talk about it. Whatever the case...
You can't what?
I was going to say, I can't think... I can't listen to MCR anymore without thinking about my last relationship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, not your fault.
Right.
Whatever the case...
why is that your abhorrent...
I hate what's considered, you know, cool these days, and I actually got an anonymous, of course, message on Tumblr the other day from somebody saying something along the lines of, you know, you are a really eccentric person. Do you really think you're cool, or do you realize that you're a huge loser? And honestly, that just made me laugh so hard, because it's like, you know what, I really don't give half a damn about what people care, or what people think is cool these days. You know, everywhere it's all about, you know, doing drugs, hanging out with friends, partying, drinking, all that kind of crap.
I feel like I do not fit under any of that.
I know I don't. And
I'm friends with a lot of people who do, but I feel like I'm not.
In general, I don't like people like that, because I mean, you're breaking the law, guys. I actually ranted about this in a YouTube video, but I mean, if you're, you know, 18, no matter what age you are, if you're doing, you know, drugs, smoking pot, I mean, see, that my thing against marijuana is only in the fact that it's illegal and people still decide to do it. I mean, I would really not have that much of a big deal with it if it were legal. I would still think it's stupid because, I mean, you're making yourself absolutely just idiotic for a while just for some sort of sensation. I don't know. I think it's ridiculous.
It's a lot better than alcohol.
And I was just going to say, I don't know. I don't plan on drinking. It's for one thing, I hate the taste of alcohol itself. And for another thing, I don't feel like poisoning my body. I don't feel like... my lack of an embarrassment factor is, you know, bad enough in and of itself. I don't know what kind of crap I would do if I was, like, drunk.
You'd be Tony the Raging Alcoholic. I thought we went over this in an episode.
Oh, yeah, we did.
This has been covered, Tony.
Oh, but, I mean, you know what? I prefer to be a proud self-proclaimed nerd than be someone out there destroying your body, possibly getting caught by police.
Drinking itself doesn't bother me when people do it. It's the fact when they drive, when they're drunk.
That's just...
I have lost... I don't feel bad for anybody who drinks and drives and gets caught. It's because of all the crap that has happened in my life involving drinking and driving.
Right.
And all the people who it's actually affected that I knew.
Right.
This got real serious real fast.
It did.
Yeah.
Can we please move on from this topic?
We can move on. We can move on, yeah. I just said, move on.
He makes a point, though. I mean,
I know.
It's
all very valid points, but I'm not used to this.
John is scared of change.
I'm scared of change, guys.
That topic itself is more personal to me.
Of personal things.
I have a very strong feeling.
Tony come near me.
I can hear you.
Very strong feelings about
it. That's why I don't let Tony come near me, but okay.
Wait, what?
Huh? What?
Anyways. Huh?
What?
Penis.
Penises. Let's play a penis game. Come on.
But I have something to talk about once we're done with Tony's abhorrent.
Oh, okay.
Are we done with Tony's abhorrent?
I think we're done with Tony's abhorrent.
We're done with my abhorrent.
Any of you ever heard of Google Plus?
My friend Val has actually been talking to me about that.
I saw that it exists. And then
I don't know. Because a couple of people on Facebook have been posting about it. I had no idea what it was, but I guess it's supposed to be like the next Facebook.
Yeah, that's what Val said. And she's trying to... She wants me to try to find someone to invite me to it because I don't know. I don't know how all that works, but I guess you ran it short her on invites or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I found reasons to switch from Facebook to Google Plus, and then I don't really know what it is, just that it's another social networking site that I'll probably never use.
It probably sucks. Actually, it's probably just Facebook with lots of Google pictures.
I don't know. One of my friends...
Like, really?
One of my friends who uses a status on Facebook was, I have Google Plus now. It's kind of like Facebook, but without the suck. So, I don't know if that's just...
I don't understand what... Okay, Facebook chat sucks, yes.
So, pretty much...
Why does everybody hate on Facebook?
I don't hate on Facebook, personally.
I don't get it. Like, all of the social networking sites do the exact same thing.
Well, pretty much.
Maybe Facebook has a couple more ads on the sidebar, but who the fuck really sees them?
I don't. I have no problem with Facebook. I never really post anything anyways, so...
I've noticed that a lot of people hate on Facebook and are always looking for, like, the next best thing that's better than Facebook, and I'm like, there's nothing really wrong with Facebook.
People are retarded?
Maybe. Sorry, that's something that I'm always pissed off about. Every time somebody's complaining about Facebook, I'm like, really? Why?
All right.
The
nine reasons is what this page I found is telling me to switch from Facebook to Google Plus. Number one, integration with Google services. Number two, better friend management.
What?
Number three, I don't know. Google, what it says underneath it is Google is right that the circles concept is more in line with the way we make friends in real life. What?
Huh?
I know. To the left of this thing, there's like a picture of a circle with like people's faces in it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Just keep going. What are the other reasons? I want to see if any of them actually legit.
Number three, better mobile apps. Number four, easier to find stuff to share.
What?
I don't know.
I have Tumblr for that.
I see what
five. You can get your data back. What?
Just keep going.
I could have said. I thought you said you get your dad a back.
Yep. I can get my data back with Google Plus.
Thank you, Google Plus.
Thank you, Google Plus, for saving my dad's life.
Number six, better photo tagging. Okay.
Okay. Number seven.
Any comments on that one? Or
I don't understand. This is so... Okay. The only two that actually made any sense were the first one.
I thought Google bought Facebook.
No, they bought YouTube.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Never mind.
That was a long
time ago. I'm confusing myself.
But, so, like, Google's basically trying to integrate everybody into all their stuff because Google has basically everything.
Yeah.
Like the Google Documents integration stuff.
Google runs the world.
I mean, I've seen Google Documents and some of it's actually kind of nice. But like, I don't get it. I don't get why easier to find stuff to share is probably just like a built-in thing where you can Google something and then share it with people.
Yeah.
And like, really? That's going to make the difference?
They list three more reasons why.
I have rebaggling for that.
Yeah, keep. What are the other reasons?
Number seven, strong group chat features.
Okay, that would be somewhat useful.
Rebaggle.
Number eight, safer content sharing.
Don't understand. Keep going.
Number nine, and the final one, Google is a better steward of your personal data.
Oh, I get what that means. Okay. So basically, people are pissed at Facebook because Facebook has been giving advertisers information.
I feel like Google would do the same thing eventually.
I don't know if Google will have to.
I don't know.
The only reason Facebook did is because Facebook had to make money. And all they do is just... They just take some of what like you like, the pages you like and stuff... And get advertisers that match that stuff. It's really not a big deal. I don't know why everybody got so pissy about it. I think everybody's just pissed about it because they don't understand what Facebook's doing. This newfangled technology shit, what are they doing with my information? Those computer geniuses will come here and hack my
Reddit
social security number. And then lose all the monies I have in the internets. Sorry.
Apparently I can't get invited since it's kind of, exceeded capacity.
That's cool.
Unfortunate.
Otherwise, I would ask those people to invite me so I could actually, like, try it out myself.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably get invited at some point.
Or I'll probably just see it when it's actually finally done.
Okay.
I simply do not even care enough.
So... Okay. Now.
Onward.
Penis.
We should do fan mail.
Penis.
Do fan mail. How much fan mail do we got?
Why does Tony keep saying penis? Oh, penis. Game. We're playing the penis game, Dylan.
Oh, God.
Right,
why do I
first?
Still not have... Tony, did you give me admin for the Writhing for Wings Tumblr page?
I thought I did. Let me check.
I don't know. I don't see it on the things where I can click.
Members. Yeah, you. Oh, wait. Yeah, you have adminship.
Well, I want to show me on Tumblr.
Adminship.
Tumblr. It shows in that list. Huh.
Okay. All right. You guys ready?
You?
Playing the penis game.
What are you doing? What the fuck is this game?
You've never played the penis game? It's when you yell penis as loud as possible.
I'm sorry, I'm not a homo, and I feel very weird doing that with my parents or my dad upstairs.
Exactly, which is why you're going to lose.
All right. Okay.
If you really want to, you can go first. You can start it off with a low one.
A low
penis.
Penis.
All right, that was pretty quiet. Tony, you want to go?
Penis.
Penis!
Until your neighbors hear it and call the cops thinking you're raping some young child.
Penis! Just yelling penis. Penis! I think I win. Because I'm home alone, so I can kind of just yell.
Yeah, I think my dad's on the phone with someone out in the other room, so...
They're hearing penis being yelled from... the other. Oh my god, that'd be amazing. Your dad comes in and yells at you.
Oh, I started the wrong contest.
Alright, so I guess Ganon wins
at penising.
Ganon wins the penis game. Ganon, motherfucking Ganon.
You know what they say about guys with large noses?
They're Jewish. That was mean, I'm sorry. Alright. Fan mail time.
Fan mail!
The first fan mail question we have.
Hello?
Oh, wait.
Okay.
You done?
I'm done. My parents are going to the gym.
Oh, I thought they were yelling at you for yelling penis.
Nope. But I started at the wrong time. And whatever.
Huh?
If I had just waited a few more minutes.
Yeah, you might have been able to win. But I'm too competitive, so you would have lost. I would have gone out on the balcony and screamed penis.
And then everybody else on the ground would be sitting there pointing at you like, what the hell? This kid.
These kids these this? Days kid. And their nonsense and their penises.
Kids these days!
Alright. No first minus. Fan mail question is from Justin. And it is, where the hell did that Joey Z guy go? You should keep him on the show because he keeps it moving as opposed to letting Tony constantly go on about Neopets.
We should have Tony come, or Joey come back.
I did the same thing! I said Tony instead of Joey before.
God. We should have a reunion episode and bring Tony back. We should also bring Crazo back.
You mean Joey? You
said my name again.
Shut up! Joey! Joey Z!
Lord Zagino.
That dude.
Alright, yeah, at some point we should have him back. It's his birthday today. I don't see how you
keep confusing maybe he can actually rap for us again.
It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Joey Z!
He's not gonna listen, but yeah.
I don't care if he listens or not. I'm telling him happy birthday.
So, yeah, that was the first question we had. And then the second one, I don't know if I should just read the whole thing.
You want me to read the whole thing?
No, I'll read it. Aww. It is, I was observing some news lately and realized Indiana has ninjas. You guys should really watch out. And our Legion has liked you on Facebook already. I have a question, though. Are you following the anti-sect movement? Because if you aren't, I'm taking your geek cards away. And then, I still love you guys. Great hour or so of my life whenever I listen. And something about jumpstarting their YouTube channel. But they didn't give me a link to jumpstart. So I can't really help you there. You know, if you had linked me, I probably would have advertised for you. But maybe you won't get advertising now because we'll become really popular with this one episode because it's fucking awesome and shit. I talked really fast right there. I wasn't expecting it. It was like a snowball effect. Like, I talked faster, and then I had to talk faster to beat that, and then I kind of lost it.
Beat that! Beat it!
Yeah, Michael Jackson. So, I think the only actual question here was, are you following the anti-sect movement?
And my question to respond to that question is, what the fuck is the sect?
The anti-sect.
Well, yeah, but what is it? What sect are we supposed to be antiing?
I don't know.
I don't know. And
This is from the same person that sent us the other one about like llamas and stuff.
And I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but
so I guess that means we lose our geek cards, even though I don't think this person
is going to be the authority on geek cardship, but.
I don't. Would you consider me to be anywhere near that? I would be so lost. I'm lost half the time you guys talk about video games.
Yeah, you're not really a geek.
I'm more of a let's build cars.
Yeah, you're a tough muscle man. Dylan's actually a muscle man. He's got a six pack. We're gonna make a Dylan clown riding for wings calendar soon. Where it'll be Dylan posing naked and a bunch of a front of different things. One of them will have a white tiger standing in front of his penis.
Am I supposed to wear a clown wig or something? Or a red
that
nose?
That too. You're going to have those big clown shoes the entire time. It'll be awesome.
Oh, God. It'll be great.
Fuck great with each other.
It'll sell millions. Millions
Tony.
Of copies.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm singing Protest the Hero.
Did you not hear any of that last conversation?
I was listening to it.
Okay. All right. So I think... So those are the two emails we had. Both were... The first one was good about Joey Z. The second one was confusing.
I'm very confused.
So all of you should email us.
At email.
RidingForWings@gmail.com so we can answer your questions. Or just email us and tell us how hot and awesome we are. That's cool, too.
Or, you know, send us, like, I don't know, can people send us, like, PMs
What was that?
Facebook.
Connor, did you hear that, too?
What did I hear?
His voice, like, modulated. It sounded like a beep or something.
I heard it.
There was a beeper upstairs.
Skype does that a lot, so I'm not really...
I don't know.
I never heard it do that.
Okay. Tony's distracted by loud noises and...
Oh.
What's that noise?
Yeah, that. So I think we're we're almost at an hour here.
So I think we should end it soon.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think I enjoyed this episode. Did you guys enjoy this episode?
I enjoyed this episode very much.
I had fun.
With enjoyable episodes.
Oh, God damn it. Alright. So I don't, do we have anything else to talk about? Anything else you want to add in for, like, the last 2 minutes?
If you're looking for an anime with a lot of blood and guts, boobs every now and then, and a great plot aside from everything else, check out Elvin Laed.
Okay. I would, but it's not on Netflix, so I'd find it irritating now to watch it on a website. So I might watch it at some point if I'm bored, but, you know.
Okay.
It's on Netflix, but you can only get it on DVD. So, it's irritating.
Remember, Elvin Laed. It's spelled like Elvin Lied, but it's pronounced Laed.
Elfin Lied.
Yes.
Elfin. Alright, yeah. This is getting ridiculous. So this has been Riding for Wings episode...
Lie.
This has been Riding for Wings episode 7. Tony, you want to outro us? Because you're better at it.
In a world where I do outros,
fuck.
You really shouldn't let me take care of the outro.
Yeah, fuck.
But I'll do it anyway.
Fuck. Fuck. I'm mad at myself now.
So, yeah. Thank you once again for sticking with us, guys. Riding for Wings episode 7. I have been the Linkwee Herman.
The link we have.
Connor the Dark Lord and Dill Clown.
Dill Clown? It's like a dill pickle.
Damn, I got a new name now.
Dill Clown. Alright. Riding for Wings episode 7. Are we getting any better at this?
Dill Clown. I don't know. I'm having fun. All I know is I'm having fun and that's all I care about.
Alright. Peace out, peoples.
Stay sexy.